So the reason I'm making this series is going to call Why You Ain't a Christian. Why You Ain't a Christian. Or Why You Stop Being a Christian. Why You Ain't a Christian and Why You Not a Christian. Now this is going to be a long series because I'm going to start off by saying there are 4H. 4H. Why people stop being Christians. 4H, my friend. And the first H is the hell conversation. Yes, the hell conversation. They say God is too cruel to send people to hell. But the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God gives us a choice. The choice is to choose him or refuse him. If you choose him, you have eternal life. If you refuse him, you have eternal damnation. Amen. Next one, heaven. They say heaven is hard to be obtained. That's why I stopped being a Christian, because it's too hard. But the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I will tell you, I'll go prepare a place for you. Where I am, ye may be also. So heaven, God wants us as a believer to believe that, amen, there's a place that is real. And this place is heaven. And the reason why heaven, hey, glory to God, is going to be a special place, because in Revelation, the 21 chapter, amen, verse number 4, he say, and God said, and God shall wipe away all tears from your eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. That's number 2. The first thing was hell. Second thing is heaven. And the third thing, my friend, amen, because they don't want to be holy. Yes, they don't want to be holy. They don't want to live a life that's different. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. What's not the world? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the father of the world, but the world pass away, and the lust thereof. So people, hey, glory to God, don't want to come or be Christian because is wholeness. The highway should be called holiness. And the Bible says, follow peace with all men, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. So it's amazing that these four things, people say that I'd rather not be a Christian, but I'd rather be a sinner because of the hell conversation. Why would a God send people to hell? No, you want to go to hell. You choose to go to hell. It was your choice. Because the Bible said, choose, I set before you life and death. Choose life. But you choose death. And hell, hey, glory to God, which is a second death. And let me say this, my friend. Since we're on the topic of hell, the Bible says in Revelation, the 12th chapter, amen, verse number 11. And it says, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and they will find no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and a book were open, and another book were open, which is the book of life. And dead were judged out of those things which are written, amen, in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell gave up the dead which were in them. And they will judge every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire, which is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life were cast in a lake of fire. So that's the reason why people, because let's say that I'm going to be cast in a lake of fire. But my friend, hey man, heaven is a wonderful place because the Bible says, what's the Bible say? The Bible says, glory to God, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, a door for a husband. And holiness, the Bible say, hallelujah, clean hands and pure heart going to see God. And the Bible say, hey, glory to God, that we must present our body as a living sacrifice, holy to God, was reserved, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. So holiness. And the other one is hurt. They've been hurt. Somebody offend them. Somebody got on their nerve. Somebody, glory to God, didn't like them. So they was hurt. They got hurt feelings. But you know something? You know the reason why people stop being a Christian? Because they stop reading the book. Because if you read the book, my friend, Jesus Christ told the disciples that in me you might have peace. In the world, tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. And I'm going to show you, my friend. The Bible says, this is what Jesus Christ told him. Jesus Christ told him, these things I spoke unto you, that you shall not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever kill you will think that he doing God's service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father or me. So if you got hurt, you was not reading the Holy Scriptures. Because Jesus Christ say, hey, glory to God, in verse 33, this is verse 33 say, these things I spoke unto you, that in me you might have peace, in the world trouble, tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. In the book of John, in the book of Job, 14 chapter. The Bible says, a man that born of a woman a few days and full. What does it say? Few days and full of trouble. So if you come in this way, my friend, expect to have trouble. Amen. Because what trouble does to you? Trouble make you pray. Amen. Trouble make you, glory to God, read the word of God. I remember I was going to this church called Baptized Believers. I'm going to say that, Baptized Believer. And for the 15 years I was at that church, I had trouble. And my friend, the trouble made me know the word of God. The trouble taught me how to pray. The trouble knew that God was on my side. But if I didn't have the trouble, I wouldn't be the one that quote the scripture, would be one that walk in the scripture. See, the difference between quote the scripture and living the scripture. But every time I was going through what I went through, the pastor would say that y'all foreigners come here to take all the job, knowing that I was from Jamaica. I had trouble. They say, glory to God, I had empty refrigerator. They would criticize me. They would laugh at me. I was there for 15 years. I never did a revival. Revival. But guess what? I didn't stop praying. I didn't stop reading the word of God. I was constantly being faithful to God. I'm telling you, my friend, you shouldn't let these four H's stop you from being a Christian. I didn't say go to church now. I said being a Christian. Because the Bible say a Christian is to be like Christ. And that's a problem. Hey, glory to God. And another verse I'd like to say also, because the Bible say while you was hurt, you were looking at your circumstances. He wasn't looking to Jesus. Look at Peter. When Peter was walking on water, and Peter saw the boisterous, and Peter was sinking, Peter cried out to God. And while you was hurting, you should have cried out to God. And when Peter cried out, say, save me, the Bible said God reached forth his hand and saved him. Amen. He reached out his hand and saved him. And I'm telling you, glory to God, what you should have done, you should have reached out your hand and asked God to save you. Amen. There's a problem. You hurt. There's a lot of witches I talk to, and they say that they were hurt. They was hurt in church. That's why they stopped going to church, because it was hurt in church. My friend, listen very carefully. Look at John the Baptist. John the Baptist was put in prison. And when John the Baptist was put in prison, my friend, hey, glory to God, John the Baptist asked the question, is he, or should we look for another? Is he the one that should come, or do we look for another? Because John the Baptist was expecting Jesus Christ to deliver him from the prison. Hallelujah. But Jesus told his disciples, I want to go back and tell John the Baptist. Tell John the Baptist, my friend, that the blinds are seen, the dead are raised back to life. Blessed are those that are not offended in me. So while you was hurt, he got a TikTok channel. It's called Hope, Help, and Healing. God would have healed you. God would have helped you. But if these are the four reasons why you, and the Bible said, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said the godless were blind in their mind. So it might not be these four H's, but Satan will blind your mind for you to stop being a Christian. Called being a Christian, not going to church. Being a Christian is just carrying the Bible. Being a Christian is not wearing long dresses or covering your head. Being a Christian is living the life of being a child of God. Amen. So don't let hell, heaven, holiness, and hurt stop you from having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Don't have religion. Have relationship. Another problem, a lot of people have religion and don't have a relationship with Jesus. Because we have a relationship, you can call him up any time and hour. But when you have a religion, you call your pastor up and the phone going ring, 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 ring. But when, glory to God, you can call him any hour. Because the Bible says, weep may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. I'm talking about, glory to God, why? You stop going to church. No. Why you stop being a Christian? I'm not so interested you stop going to church. I'm saying why you stop being a Christian. And these are the reasons. Hell, heaven, holiness, and hurt. Well, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. This person that stopped going to church, oh God, has stopped having Christ in their life because one of those H, my friend. Oh, God, bless this person to come back to God before it's too late. Bless them right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen.
So I hear people that say the reason why I stopped going to church because there are a lot of hypocrites in church. My friend, hypocrites is everywhere. Hypocrites on your job. Hypocrite at a baseball game, hypocrite at a baseball stadium, hypocrite at a football stadium, hypocrite at a grocery store. But guess what? The Bible says that a man that born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. So trouble is everywhere. Hypocrites is everywhere. So I'm not going to let a hypocrite stop me from trusting God. I'm not going to let a hypocrite stop me from going to church. I'm not going to let hypocrites stop me from my blessing, because hypocrites is everywhere. As I mentioned before, my friend, hypocrites is even the meeting you attend and the job, your bread that you eat, my friend, the place you go to get money. Hypocrites are there. So hypocrites is everywhere. So I hear people, and people say things like this: the reason why I don't go to church no more, or the reason why I don't trust in Christ no more, because Christ have hurt me and the church have hurt me. My friend, you sound foolish. Amen. Because the church does not hurt anyone. It's people that pretend to be in the church have hurt you. Paul say, Peter, now David say, my own familiar friend have lifted his heel against me. Now David prophesied that Judas was going to betray Jesus. But the Bible say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of faith, for the joy that was set before him, endure the cross, despite the shame, and is sit at the right hand of God. So the church doesn't hurt you. It's people that's in the church, glory to God, to stop you from fulfilling your destiny in God. So what makes you a Christian? My friend, that's just going to church, not just being a fan of Jesus. What makes you a Christian? You would be like Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ by night and said, Master, Rabbi, we know that thou teachest come from God. Can no man can do this miracle that thou doest except God be with him? And Jesus Christ said, told him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, if a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born? Shall he enter the second time in mother womb and be born? Jesus Christ, verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born of the water and born of the Spirit to enter into the kingdom of God. So you might say, what is a Christian? A Christian is a person that is born again. Born again means born from above, not going back to the mother womb, because number one, you're too big. Hey, glory to God. So people that have not experienced the born again experience, you are not born again. Hey, glory. What is a churchgoer? I'm so glad you asked. A churchgoer, just a person that is a critic, a person that is a fan, a person that a prospector. You know what I'm talking about, my friend. They watch the entertainment, but don't want to enter the will of God. So a churchgoer just go to church just to go to church because they want people to call them a pagan or call them a sinner. That's the reason why, my friend, going to church don't make you saved. What make you saved? By you believing in the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. It's not work you have done. It's that work already done through you, which is Jesus Christ. Faith and grace, my friend. Yeah. So a churchgoer don't believe in grace. They disgrace because they go to church. So a churchgoer is a person that's a fan that's going to church just to look and. Why you should be a Christian? The reason why you should be a Christian is because of the word of God, this Bible right here. The reason why you should be a Christian is because the word of God. And the reason why, because it go to God in Psalms 119, hallelujah, and it say, listen what it say, it say, with thy whole heart I sought thee, O Lord. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Why you should have the word? Because the Bible say, glory to God, in Matthew, the fourth chapter. Hey, glory to God. The Matthew, the fourth chapter, and it say, then was Jesus led up, hallelujah, of the Spirit into the wilderness, to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stone be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Then the devil take him up into the holy city and set him up on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of Man, cast thyself down, for
for it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall lift thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Then Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil take him up into an exceeding high mountain, and show him all the kingdom of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. The reason why I'm presenting this message to somebody, hey, glory to God, I don't know who you are, but why you should be a Christian. You should be a Christian because of the word of God. You should be a Christian because it is written. Jesus Christ defeated the devil with the word of God. He told the devil that's going to tempt him to turn the stone into bread. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Then the devil took him up into the pinnacle and showed him. He said, Jesus, if you cast thyself from here. See, Satan twists the word. He's a scripture twister. And if you're watching this and you got out of the will of God, you got out of church, I'm telling you why you should be a Christian. You should be a Christian because the word of God, hallelujah, is, he said, I send forth my word and heal them, and my word shall not come back void. So why you should be a Christian? You should be a Christian because the word if I hear in my heart, then it won't sin against thee. What does that mean? That means the more word you have, you won't embarrass yourself. And when you embarrass yourself, when that day comes, when you stand before God, well, how you stand before God? You stand before God because the Bible say, hey, glory to God, in, hallelujah, Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21. And he say, not everyone that sent to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So, hallelujah, hey, glory to God. Why should you be a Christian? Because, glory to God, you can be in the will of the Father. Now, if you're not in the will of the Father, hey, glory to God. Listen, my friend. If you're not in the will of the Father, you can have all the gifts. You can do all the works. And guess what, my friend? If you're not in the will of the Father, Jesus said to them, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not preached in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils. And in thy name have done wonderful works. So if you are not in the will and you are doing all these works, hallelujah. And I've seen people, they build great Ephesus. They do many wonderful works. They give to the poor. They give to institutions. They send people to college. They build many hospitals. They build many works, my friend. But the Bible say, hey, glory to God, many will say to me that in that day, Lord, Lord, have you not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Now, these were Christians. Because Christians, glory to God, have the power to cast out devils. And the Bible says, glory to God, the 7 sons of Sceva, they went into the temple, and this man was an exorcist. And the Bible say, the man said, the demons out that man say, Paul, I know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus, I know who are you. And the Bible say, those demons whipped those 7 sons naked. And a church fear. I'm saying to you, watching this video, hallelujah, this part two, my friend, is that why you should be a Christian. You should be a Christian because the word of God. You should be a Christian because it's written. Hallelujah. You should be a Christian because you want to be in the will. The will is to be born again. The will is to be saved. The will is to be have the Holy Ghost deep down in your sanctified soul.
There are a lot of people that are not in the will. You can preach, you can cast out demons, you can build many Ephesus. But if you're not in the will of God, God gonna say, Jesus gonna say, glory to God. He gonna say, verse 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, he workers of iniquity. And the last one, my friend, if you're not in the will, if you don't have the word, if your court is written, if not in the will, you're gonna end up in white throne judgment. And the white throne judgment is this, my friend. And the Bible says, and the devil deceived them, cast in a lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne. What did he say? He's a great white throne, and him that sat on it, who faced the earth and the heaven fled away, and they will find no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. Now the book were open. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written. Here we go. It is written in the books according to their works. So your activity is being recorded. So why you should be a Christian? To be a Christian, because of the word in your heart. It is written, hallelujah, in the will. And then the white throne judgment. What is a white throne judgment? The white throne judgment is this. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. Another book were open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the book according to their works. And the sea gave the dead which were in it, and death and hell deliver up the dead which were in them. So I mean that hell, people that's in hell gonna become, you gonna come back up, and they will judge every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written, here we go, written again, in the book of life, was cast in the lake of fire. So let me repeat my message. Let me repeat why you should be a Christian. You should be a Christian for the word of God in your heart. You should be a Christian because you fight the devil with the word. And you can tell him, it is written, Satan. And hey, glory to God, you can be in the will, because if not in the will, God gonna say, depart from me, workers of iniquity. And the last one, you'll be standing before God, because sinners be at a white throne judgment. My friend, these four W's, why you should be a Christian. These four W's right here, why you should be a Christian. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, bless this person right now. Let's watch this video. Bless them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.